We present another episode in the radio series based on the world-famous BBC comedy success, Steptoe and Son. With Harry H. Corbett as Harold.
A lazy, boozy old twit. I can't think what he does with himself all day, except having a kitten drinking mild brandy. I can tell that by the empty bottles. I can't even let him in the kitchen. Or if he breathed on the gas ring, we'd all go up in flames. That'd be a new source of natural gas for us, darling.
And Wilfred Bramble as Albert.
Oh, there's a lot to do in this house. It's all go morning till night. I've been on my feet all day. Thorough, that's my watchword. And what thanks do I get for it? He treats me like I was dirt. Him, my own flesh and blood. Oh, that's never been proved.
This week, crossed swords.
And we scrub a little bit here, and a little bit there. Now, a little bit of this. Right. That's it. Kills every known germ. And I bet there's a few unknown ones too round here after him. Ah, that's a good job done, that is. Now, a whiff of the old lavender spray closet. Oh, lovely, lovely. Now, I'm ready for a nice cup of tea. Hey, what's the matter with the door? Won't budge. Ah, it's all that junk off the lavatory roof. I told him it wasn't safe. Now I'll never get out. Harold! Harold! I can't get out! Harold! Are you there? Harold! Anybody there? I'm locked in. Help! Help! I'm in here! I told him to move all that rubbish. Wait till he gets home, I'll smash his head in, I'll shove this brush right down his... Harry! Let me out! Let me out! Oh, well, at least there's a seat I can sit on. Half past three. He won't be home before six. Oh, what a way to spend an afternoon. Better make myself comfy and have a bit of a read. Good job I cut up a new supply the other day. Annual General Meeting Chairman's Report. Yeah. Vicar denies caravan tryst with au pair girl. I was teaching her English, he says. The prosecution alleged that he met her nightly and on three separate occasions that he... Where's the rest? I'll just have to do a crossword. Three across, semi-precious stone. Two down, river in South Africa. Nine across...
Dad, come on, see what I've got. Dad? Where are you, Dad? I've got something on the cart. It's worth a lot of money.
I said money. Money. Money, 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 money.
Oh, blimey, he must be dead. Dad, where are you? What's that? It's him. He's in there. The Sleeping Beauty. Or trapped in the car seat. Well, well, we'll soon have to get him out of there. Oh, dear. What a delightful picture to come home to. I would that I could do him in oils. Oh, what majesty. King Albert I in the throne room at Steptoe Castle. Oh, do come and see him in all his decaying splendour. Off a crown, children not allowed. Hello, hello. And all who's sailing her.
What do you want to do a thing like that for? You frighten the life out of me. Could be fatal to wake up somebody like that. Especially somebody as delicate as me. Oh, my heart.
That's only water, ain't it? It won't hurt you. What are you doing in here anyway?
Waiting for you to come on. 3 hours I've been trapped in there. I told her to shift all that rubbish. I went in to clean it out and the door slammed and started a landslide.
It's your own fault. I've told you a million times, you don't stack it proper.
Yeah.
That's what you're here for. I'll bring it home, you stack it up. Next time, leave the door open.
Charming. Well, you've got no tea, so laugh that off.
No, I'm not bothered. I couldn't eat it if it was there. I'm far too excited. Listen, while you've been stuck in here all day scratching yourself, I've made us a bit of money.
Money? What is it?
Oh, it had to happen. I mean, I don't go about with my eyes shut, do I? I'm always alert. I knew that one day I'd come across something. Oh, yes, it's very nice to know that out there in that vast, stinking metropolis, there are still things of beauty.
On the cart, is it? Is that it? In the box?
Get away! Get your bony little chicky claws off of it. Just look at them shaking there. As soon as I mention money, you lose control of all your muscles.
What is it? Come on, show us.
Ah, stop jumping about. You're like a little Yorkshire Terrier. Now stand back. It's very fragile. That's right. Gently does it.
What is it? What have you got in that box? Harold, tell me.
All in good time. Mind out! Get from under my heels! Get away from me! Look, if you trip me up, you'll wish you'd stayed in that carsy. Now, you stay there. Right there, in the middle of the yard. I will call you when I am ready. Open the door!
Yes, Al.
Stay there.
Yes, Al.
You can come in now.
Can I do it, Harold? Please.
Leave it alone. Go on, sit down. Go on, sit. Sit.
There.
Good boy. Look at that. Isn't it beautiful? Don't touch it. All of my life I've dreamed of finding a piece like this. Look at it. Not a mark on it. Oh, you are looking at perfection, Dad.
Yeah, it's not a bad bit of china, is it?
China? Porcelain, if you don't mind. Gordon Bennett, you do appall me at times, Pater. Don't you realise what this is?
Yeah, I don't suppose it's much.
Oh, no, of course. I mean, as a lifelong collector of objets d'art, to wit this Wallace collection all around us, astound me with your expertise. Go on. Oh, please, give us your considered opinion. I mean, give us a display of your erudition on the subject. Come on, don't be shy.
Don't be saucy. I collected some good bits in my time.
Look, do you want to have a look at this or not? It is the one genuine piece in this house.
We'll see. Here, hand me my magnifying glass. And me box of spectacles. These will do. Now, where's me porcelain book?
Here it is, Dad.
Well, let's have a look then.
Now, don't touch it. You can look, but I'll hold it.
Yes.
What do you think?
It's
Meissen, isn't it? It's got those cross swords on the bottom.
Ah, that don't mean a thing. Everybody forged them. Never go by the mark. Good Meissen's valuable. I need more than cross swords to go on. Yeah, nice glazing. Colour's good. Any history?
I don't know.
Where'd you get it?
On the round.
I know you got it on the round. Whereabouts?
Ah, well, that's it, you see. It's very interesting. You know Osborne Drive and Willoughby Street?
Yeah, good area.
Well, it was. It's gone off a bit since your day. Anyway, I'm chantering down Osborne Drive. This door opens and there's this old bird standing there. I'm not kidding. She's about 109. Orange hair, a great big hooter and slacks. It was revolting. I mean, if I'd have had a bad day, I would have gone right past. Anyway, she says, young man, I've got something that might interest you. Oh. I thought, you're joking. Anyway, I went in. Oh, dear, oh, dear. 45 cats and not a window open. Lord, I can't describe it. I thought, if she's got a couple of goyas here for £2 apiece, I can't stand it.
Yeah.
Anyway, she starts rabbiting on about things ain't what they used to be and the good old days and how hard it is to get servants. I thought, I'm not surprised. It's a wonder you got any neighbours. I'm going green, you know. So then she got down to it. She's short of money and would I like to buy something off of her? I thought, anything to get out. And she brings this out.
Get away.
She said, you can give me 10 shillings for it to buy some cat's fish. I thought, poor old girl, she don't know. I couldn't, Dad. So I give her a handful.
£5?
Well, I had two, Dad. I mean, I couldn't take it off her for half a bar. It would have been like stealing. No, I'm not an old girl. It could have been my mother.
Not with orange hair and a big hooter, it couldn't. Where did she get it? Did she have anything else?
I don't know, Dad. I just had to get out. I'll give her the money and I'll run. My eyes are still watering.
You'll have to go round there again. It's a nice-looking piece. I'll give you that. Soon find out if it's genuine and we'll take it down to Harry Winkup.
Harry Winkup?
Yeah.
You're joking. If you took the crown jewels into him, you'd have a job to get him up to 30 bob. Nah, this is out of his class, mate, this sort of gear. Nah, I'm taking this up the West End. That's where you get the price. Here, what was the name of that fella you took that other great find of yours to? Christopher Columbus's logbook in his own handwriting.
There's no need to bring that up.
Nah, that would have been worth a few quid if it hadn't been written in English.
You didn't know your Spanish either.
Look, I'm not having a go. I just thought that fella was a nice bloke, that's all. I'd like him to have a look at my Meissen.
Hang on. I got his card here somewhere.
Oh, it's beautiful just to touch a work of art like this. I've got a feeling, Dad, it's right. This one, I know it is. It must be.
Whoa, back. Whoa.
They got some nice shops here.
Well, go on, get down. Put a bob in the parking meter. Oh, shut up, you. That's all you're worth, a bob.
Bit posh here, isn't it?
Get in, behave yourself. Now, you keep your hands in your pockets. No nicking anything.
What do you mean?
You know what I mean. You're getting very tarry-fingered in your old age. People is beginning to notice. Steptoe the Klepto, they're calling you down the market.
That's nice, isn't it, calling your old dad a tea leaf?
Kleptomania is not tea leafing. It is an illness. You're just a bit mental, that's all.
I got a good conduct medal, I have. That's more than you've got.
You keep your voice down and keep your hands in your pockets just in case. And mind how you move about. If you break anything in here, we'll have to go bankrupt, all right?
All right. Anyway, why isn't there nobody about?
Because you asked to ring this bell.
I'm so sorry, you'll have to go round the back. You can't bring the dustbins through here.
I beg your pardon. We are not dustmen, my good fellow. We're rag and bowmen. We're here to do business.
Well, I can't conceive what kind of business we'd have to conduct. We deal in antiques.
So do we, when we can get hold of them. We've got gas stoves in our yard.
Yes, all right, Dad. It just happens that my partner and I have recently come into possession of a piece of porcelain of outstanding beauty and quality. We think it may be of considerable interest to you, so we have brought it along in order that you may have a butcher's at it.
Yes, but may I see the bees?
By all means. Here you are, in this box.
I see.
It's Meissen.
Well, let me have a look at it.
You see, it's got the cross swords on the bottom.
Well, that doesn't necessarily mean anything.
I told you.
You don't touch me.
Oh, you are an aggravating little basket. You're just loving... You're like an itch, you are.
Yes. It's very interesting, really. Where did you get this from?
What's that got to do with you?
Will you...
What do you ask? Well, it's a very rare piece of Meissen porcelain, probably around about 1740, and it looks to me like the work of Johann Joachim Candler, the master modeler of that period.
Oh, yes. Joachim. Yes, that is what we thought.
Yes, but we'll have to negotiate a price. Before we can, in fact, negotiate the price, I'd have to be sure that you came by the piece legitimately.
He thinks you nicked it. Slosh him one.
Indeed.
Yeah. Punch his face in.
Really, I must...
Kick him up the khyber. Little poof.
But you keep quiet. You keep...
Look, I can assure you that I do have legitimate title to the piece. It was purchased during the normal course of trading from an old bird in Osborne Drive, Notting Hill. And I can furnish you with further particulars.
Yes, but I think I can accept that. Well, on that basis, I'm prepared to offer you £200.
200, Nicker?
It's a fair price.
200 quid?
Well, I suppose I could stretch it a bit. All right, then, 250.
250?
I'm sorry, I can't go any higher than that. I have to add on my profit. 250.
We'll take it.
Shut up!
Well, I don't know. I shall have to consult my partner before accepting. Would you excuse
us? We'll take it.
Listen, if he's willing to give us 250, how much is it worth on the open market? They always work on 200% markup, these blokes. He offers 250, it must be worth 500.
If you can get it. I'll take the money. We paid 500, don't be greedy. Let's take it.
No, I know what it's worth.
We'll take it.
Now, look, it's my piece. I found it, and I'm putting it up for auction.
Greed, that's what it is, greed. It's gnawing at you. Sell it while it's still in one piece. The longer we have it, the more likely it is to get broken.
No.
We're getting 5,000% profit.
I want 10,000% profit.
Well, thank you very much for your advice and your generous offer, but on reflection, my partner and I is not ready to sell as of this moment.
That's your prerogative, sir. I don't think you'll get a better prize.
Well, if that is the case, then we may decide to keep it in our collection. Good afternoon. Coming, Pater.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Harold, come back. Think about it. Don't be hasty. Harold, half of it's mine. I want to sell it.
£6,009. Can I have a round seven? £6,009. Seven on my right. 7,000 it is. Your bid, sir? 7,200. 7,000 I have. 7,000 for lot 694. Now, come along, gentlemen. 7,000. You can't let him get away with this. It's giving it away. 7,272 at the front. Thank you, sir. At the back of the room there, 7,5. 7,750. Any other bids? 8, thank you. 8,000 guineas I'm bid for these 3 teaspoons. 8,000 guineas twice. 8,000 guineas twice. Sold for 8,000 guineas. Callens.
8,000 guineas. That is wonderful.
What's been happening?
Oh, it has been very exciting. That bloke over there just bought the last lot for 8,000 guineas.
Did he really? What was it?
3 teaspoons.
3 teaspoons? 8,000 quid. I've never heard anything like it. I could have let him have a whole dirty great canteen as big as he liked for 3 quid. And that's including fish knives.
Ladies and gentlemen, your attention, please.
This is us. We're on next.
We will now continue this auction with lot number 695. A Meissen Group of Lovers by J.J. Candler, made in 1743. I think I may confidently say this is a very fine piece indeed.
Now, watch carefully to see who's going to do the bidding. They hardly move. You have to watch them like hawks. Just the slightest movement of the catalogue is enough, Dad. Oh, look, there's a crafty old twit just by the door. He tweaks his ear.
Tweaks his what?
is here.
Oh.
It's all arranged with the auctioneer, so don't you start scratching your nose or sniffing, or you'll find yourself up the creek for a few thousand nickel.
Now, gentlemen, who'll start me off at 150 guineas? Thank you, sir. 150. 160. 170. 180. 190. 200.
Oh, yes, it looks like there's three of them in the running. Look.
Yeah, there's that snotty-looking twit who was in the shop. And that assistant.
210. 220. Can I have 230? 230, thank you. 240. 250. Do I hear 260? It's 250 on my left. 250 on my left. Can I have 260? Now, come along, gentlemen. Will anybody give me 260 for this exceptionally fine piece?
I told you to take that offer. You're not going to get that much for it, are you?
Oh, yes, I am.
Gentlemen, do I hear 260? 260, anybody? 260 at the back. Thank you, sir.
Hey, you're bidding against your own staff.
Shut up. I'm trying to get the price up.
270 over here.
See?
At the back, 280, sir. 280 it is.
You're done.
Any advance on 280?
Quiet.
290?
300.
300, thank you. 310?
Hey, what's the matter with that bloke next to you? The one in the green suit. He keeps winking at you. I think he fancies you.
That is his private signal.
320.
320. Any advance on 320? It's 3:20 at the back of the room.
We got them going. You just go over there and jolly them along from that side. I'll keep the price going up from back here. Go on.
Oh, all right.
3:20 it is. Can I have 3:30, sir? 3:30, thank you, sir.
Say 40.
3:40. And from the gentleman in the green suit?
3:50.
Thank you, sir. 3:50.
400.
4:50.
500. Go on, it's your turn.
No, I don't want it at that price. You can have it.
Oh, no. Look, I'll withdraw. You can have it at 450.
No, I've changed my mind. I'll wait for another one to come up.
It's with you for 500, sir.
No, hang on a minute. It is a lovely piece.
Well, you buy it then. You should be pleased I've dropped out.
Yeah, well, you see, I mean, it doesn't matter to me one way or the other. It was a mere whim on my part. I'm more of a bracket clock man myself. Oh, I can see you're definitely a porcelain man. I really would like you to have it. Have you looked at it closely? It is beautiful.
I don't want it.
500. At the back for 500 guineas. 500 once.
Oh, God.
500 twice.
Oh, God.
500. 550. Thank you, sir. 550.
Oh, thank God. There's somebody else bidding.
550 on my left. Do I hear six? 600 at the back, do I hear?
No, you don't, mate.
Then it's 550 once, 550 twice, sold for 550 guineas.
You twit! You stupid, wrinkled, dirty, toothless, brainless old twit! 550 guineas! What did you want to come and bid 550 guineas for? I could have got it for 500.
Oh, I didn't know it was you still bidding. I was trying to keep it going. I don't know what you're grumbling about. We only bought the thing off ourselves. We haven't lost anything.
What about their 12.5% commission? I had to pay them £68.15 just for the privilege of bringing it back home again.
Which is your own fault, you greedy little toe-rag. You should have taken what the man of the shop offered you and been satisfied.
Don't talk to me. Just don't talk to me ever again. Just keep out of my way, that is all.
I am going to bed. Why does it have to happen to me? What? Oh, no, please. Oh, please, don't let it be that. Oh, no, please. Let it be one of his plates. What have you done?
I'm sorry, Harold. It wasn't my fault, Harold. I dropped it.
That's the only piece I ever had.
It was a bit dirty from all the handling it had. I was going to wash it for you, and it slipped out of my hands. It's me arthritis in me knuckles. I can't hold things like I used to.
Shoo!
Harold, no, don't lose your temper. No, I'll get some glue and windstick together. We might get a few bob for it.
Don't kill you! So help me, I'll kill you!
But put that sword down, Harold. You'll be sorry.
No, I'll kill you!
Don't do it, Harold! Don't do it!
It's now you two locking yourself in the car, see? Come out! Come out! You can't stay in here forever doing crosswords for the rest of your life.
Come on out. I won't hurt you.
No.
No, I stay in there. I don't have to come in. Yeah, I can get you just as well from out here.
What do you mean? What are you
going to
do?
Yes, the very end of his little cracks in the door. Just wide enough to poke off a dozen sword fruits. There goes another one. It's level this time. It's just like a magician's box, isn't it? Here's some more coming through. Touché. Here's a big one coming. Watch it.
You've been listening to Wilfred Bramble and Harry H. Corbett as Steptoe and Son, featuring Derek Nimmo as the shop assistant, with Michael McLean as the auctioneer. Written by Ray Galton and Alan Simpson, adapted for radio by Gail Pedrick, and produced by Bobby J.